parsha, Vayigash. So we have the confrontation of Yehuda and Yosef. We've spoken many times about the teichen of the two melachim. I want to talk a little bit about a different nekuda. First of all, if you take a look at the end of last week's parsha, at the end of Miketz, so you have sort of, Yehuda was kind of messiahish. Basically, they found it. Vayikrus im loisam, vayamus ish al chamor v'shuvaira, vayavo Yehuda ve'echov beis Yosef, v'den Hashem, vayipul fun of Arza. And vayemi Yehuda, manoima, ladoini, manedabim, manedstadok, alakim motzas avayin avadecha, hinen avodim ladoini, gam anachna, gam shirim tzagavir b'yodei. So, basically, Yehuda raised his hands in defeat. He said, I don't know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing us, it's all Ma'aseh Hashem, it's over with. All of a sudden, in Parshas Vayigash, he gets a whole new burst of strength, and Vayigash Yehuda, Vayigash Be'adoni, Rashi says, Dvarim Koshes, and he said he's going to kill him, or he's going to get so on and so forth, and a whole very strong drasha, and then Yosef is Megal himself. What changed in the two parashas here? What changed at the end of Miketz, where Yosef at Tzadik, where Yehuda is basically Manayim and Dabend, and so on, and here it's changed. That's one nekud over here that we need to be masbir. In the Chazal over here, in the Medrash, you have on the pasuk where he said Ani Yosef. So it says Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azar, Rabbi Elazar zay Omer, On lo nemir madin, On lo nemir matechacha, Oma Yosef at Tzadik shubas v'dom, Kishechiach as echav lo yuchol lametechachtoi. So a Yosef at Tzadik who sachakol is shubas v'dom, when he was mechiach his brothers, they couldn't stand his techacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shadayin Ubaldin V'yoshev Al Kiseh Din V'dan Kol Echad V'echad Aras Kam V'kama She'ein Kol Basadom Yichon Lamed Lefonav. Shem Loza V'zariya says Oylam Yadim Al Techocha. He's not talking, I guess when people sort of say it over the Chazal, they say it over superficially, kilu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will exact it in from us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish us, and so on. It's not. Sahakol, it says, Ani Yosef, they were kind of very flustered. There's no Techocha that we find over here, really. I mean, there's Techocha Beremiz, Ani Yosef, where were you all the years, you didn't care about me. But what exactly happened? The Pashto Pshat and the Pasuk is they were Nivhal, either because they were they pashit was shocked, that's one, or the second one is that they were afraid of him, that who knows what he's going to do. Neither of those two are shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you do want to make the second one shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is he going to do? So it's the day of Piroyan, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepare for each one for what is wrong, for his averus. But what's over here? What happened over here? Chazal said the same thing before also. The Oylon Miyadin Abakoyim Mebar La'oma Oylon Miyadin Techocha, it says Bilom, and then it says Keshiyov HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kalechad Yochil Fima Shehu, and Ani Yosef, and so on. The same inyan, where him saying Ani Yosef is the Teichacha. So there is a remizdika Teichacha here, but that's not the Iker, and certainly that's not the Mashmas and Pasik. That's where that was the Nivol Echamen. To try to understand what exactly was the Nekuda of Ani Yosef. There was a Nekuda here of Yehuda turning around. There was a Nekuda of Yosef striking back at his brothers or something like that. And that was the thing that is the remez of the Yom HaDin Yom Techocha. So let's understand a little bit about what happened over here. What happened in Vayigash and then it'll be a machteach to understand really the mahalach that was leading up over here. The Sfasemes says, that Yosef's Yehuda's pe'ula over here was a pe'ula of he turned to face Yosef and to press forward He said, and the Sfasemes says. He says when he decided to pursue the emes until the self. Let's try a little bit to be masbe the point, and understand the shtalsus advarim with the shvatim and with Yosef. The first interaction of Yehuda and Yosef is in the chalaimis. In the Chaloimis, you have a chazal that kishem she'ein bar b'lo tevin, kachin chaloimis lo yidor metelim. So every cholom, more so than any type of lemaisedika action, has an emes to it, and it has a covering, it has an envelope. That's not emes. That's what Chazal tells us. So both are true. There is chaloimis that are shavi daber. There's chaloimis that don't have anything to them because they're not a real cholom. They're just a yehur liboy. But real chaloimis are always a gar'in of emes with a covered, wrapped in something that's not emes. The shvatim looked at the chitzonius of the chaloim, and the chitzonius of the chaloim was sheker, and it certainly was. There was no nivei imcha. So yes, it could be fataiched, but it's a taich. It's not the pshuta shel mikra. So b'meila, that's the tevin around the bar. It's the wrapping, and b'meila, they wrote off the entire thing as sheker. Yaakov Avinu, when he was meichiach, when he spoke to Yosef, Yaakov Avinu said, "Vayisapal ovi vayigaboy ovi vayoyma ma chaloyma zesha chalamto avoyno vayni v'imcha v'achecha shas ha'atzo vayikano boy echov v'oviv shomer es hadova." So both of them, Yaakov's midah was the midah of emes, so both him and the shvatim was seiser the sheker shaboy, except that the shvatim stopped at the chitzonis, at the chutz, and they said because the top layer is sheker, the whole thing is sheker. The other shomer sadova, the shomer sadova means it's sort of, there's something there that, give it time, it'll sprout out. Moslem Adav Deimer, you see a child do something, he does something, a chachma, a gvura, whatever it is, and it's childish b'chutz. The lemais of it is not something noteworthy, especially. But someone who has a deep avchana says, I see in this a seed for something much cheshiva, and b'meila, it needs time to come out, it's waiting to come out, it's sprouting, it goes through a tkuf of yaldas and nairus until it matures. So you have Yosef presented something that was tevin outside and bar inside. The Yaakov and the Shvatim rejected it, but the difference was Yaakov was Shomer Sadova and the Shvatim not. So Yaakov kept it. It's interesting also in Chazal, the Tevin in Chazal has another halachic mitzias, and that's called a Shomer. Whenever you have Whenever you have edible stuff, so for tumas and tyrus, the oichel itself is mekabel tumah. That's the nature of tumah, that it needs a useful thing, and the oichel is something that's mekabel tumah. There are two things that also have halachas in tumah. Things that have no shaykhis to being oichel are not mekabel tumah, but or not kelim oichel, but a yad and a shemer are two inyanim that are shaykh to the pri. The yad is what you hold it with. The shemer is what you wrap it with to keep it going. So the Chazal also give a muscle to Esav, that he's like the chaff around the wheat. He's the shema comes before the pre. There's a certain inyanim need to come dressed in an envelope. The envelope itself is not a bar kayama, but it contains in itself the bar kayama, and that's the shavav shama sadava. He said this cholam needs, it's still in the stage of the shame around it. We have a dream that the chitzayin yeshiva is not exact, but there's something there that's going to come out. So Yaakov Avinu's Midas Emes is the pshat. It Midas Emes has two dargas to it. It recognizes the sheker when it sees its chitzayinus. It recognizes the shekin in whatever greets the eye that's not true. But the deeper midas ha-emes is to recognize the what is behind that. So, again, if I look at koiches anefesh, if I'm greeting a person, so somebody has no shekhs midas ha-emes, has no afkhana whatsoever. So even if the person is putting on an act, they say, oh, he's a very nice guy, he smiles all the time, and he waves, very friendly. Someone who is more of Avchan of Emes says, what are you talking about? You don't see it's all put on and all this and all that. It's nonsense. But the person who has a real Sheikh Smidus Emes says, yes, it's a facade. But the facade is coming from somebody who wants to reach out to me. Why? What's the Nakuda exactly wants to reach out to me? That's the Nakuda that we're going to deal with. So in Midas Emes, You have a darga which deals with the chutz itself, and bederach klal that darga is a bitul, because most chutz sheka chen devla yofi means that the chitzonis of things tend to be sheka, and it's mevatlet, it's mehabelet, havel avolim, and the true midas emes, the deeper midas emes, the emes that's noikiv yoredat atahoyim, looks for the nekuda that's behind it. That's the midah of Yaakov's midas ha-emes that had to become nizbarer through the shvatim in two different oifanim. Chazal tell us, Yosef, the difference of Yosef and Yehuda is Yosef was mekadesh shem shemayim v'seisa, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch was Moisef one ois on his name. Yehuda was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Berabim, and that's why his whole name is Yosef was Mekadesh Shem B'Seisa when he ran away from Eishes Potifar, and so that was B'Seisa, there was no Ish, and Yehuda was on the Yam, was Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Berabim, and so on. If we look at the two Midas, L'chura, if anything, we would go the other direction. We would say Yosef did it with nobody around. There was nobody there to know better, so he could have been nechshel. Yehuda did it in front of a tzibur. So it's true that the toelus of Kiddush Shem Shemayim is greater when it's outside, but becholzeis mitzad the person, one could have thought that Yosef's is much bigger than Yehuda. So what is the difference between Deo Moisev one ois, his whole name is Al Shmoy. So when we talk about being Megala HaKadosh Baruch in the Bria, so We spoke many times before about Yosef being the tzaddik, he was not nichshol, and Yehuda being the Baal Tshuva, he was nichshol with Tamar, and so on. Spoke many times, written a lot about it. But I want to be omen on a certain nekuda here, in what happened. Yehuda, it says, was nichshol with Tamar. And then, it says that he says, tzotka mimeni, he realized that she was right. And Chazal say that Basco came out and said, "Mimeni yatsa adava." So there was a certain gilui that it all was not an avera; it was Hakadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha to bring about the hemshech amongst based of it to bring tamar in and so on. The Gemara says, if a woman makes a neder. And she eats it, she eats whatever she was learning not to eat, and she doesn't realize it. She doesn't realize that her husband was mefer already, or father's mefer. It says, Vashem Yislach Lo, even the person thought he's doing an Aveira, and it really wasn't an Aveira, so Vashem Yislach Lo. And there's a matzav where a person realizes that his maisim have really no value at a sof. The thing that devastates a person the most is the realization that it was a puppet. When a person, let's say someone comes to me and says, you know, I need you to do X or Y or Z. It's important for me, and I go and I do it, and I play along. I'm doing it. I don't play along. I'm doing whatever the person asks me, and everything's good and fine. And then I realize the person had a whole different scheme, and I was being used. That's Gnevas Das in the real sense of the word. It's an extremely devastating experience, because the person, it's one thing if a person twists my arm and forces me to give him money. So it's bad, because I was violated. So that's an avla, and I feel bad. But if a person hijacks my mind and uses my maisim for his end, a person feels that he took everything away from me, that be'emes I had nothing. And that's something that is it destroys a person in a certain sense the most. When a person feels that somebody used him for his own ends, and the person himself was totally clueless about it, it's a very, very devastating experience. The Maisei Adam, there are two ways in which we can be with Maka Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef, when Paro took Yosef out of the bear, so he told him, I heard you gevaldik apaisa halaymis. That was his Hatzolus Nefashis. Paro had a desperate need. There was a job opening for a good Pesach Halaymis, and if you were the good Pesach Halaymis, that's where you got out. And Yosef says, Belodai, it's the Lekim Pesernis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one. I don't have any say whatsoever. So Yosef was makel chatchila that there is absolutely nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a certain mailan Yosef, and let's understand the oimik of it. Yosef's name, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yosef a letter to it, and he called him Yehosef, means that Yosef's name on it, that Yud Kei Vav with Yosef, with the Seif of Yosef, so to speak, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Because or else it wouldn't be, then what's the point of adding another letter? The answer is that when you have Yud Kei Vav and Yosef, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since Yosef has no, Yosef's doing everything, is Bil Odai, he's makirid at the very Sheirish. He's makirid at the very, very start, get-go. that be'etzim he has no abilities, and it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving him the abilities. Sfas lo yadati eshma, the language I couldn't understand, I was programmed. The Malach came and taught me. So b'meila, the name itself, as long as you have three of the letters, that is enough. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. It's a gili of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yehuda went through everything and then realized that it was Mimena Yasadava. Therefore, he be'etzim understood that it's a gloy milsa l'mafreya, that there was nothing like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he himself occupies no place in it. Yehuda is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, the Dalet is in the middle, but it starts HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ends with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no, Yehuda's only thing Yehuda could do is be moida. Yehuda could say, I was a fool. I thought I'm doing something, and it's Mimena Yatzadava. So, in the same Mahalach of Tzadik versus Baal Tshuva, there's another Knech over here. In the Tzadik, the Pshat is, since he started by being Mark HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then whatever he does, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. It's just like if a personal secretary of somebody signs a document, it's the same as the person signing the document, the boss. It's not. That person has zero standing of their own. So basically, anything they sign is the signature of the Baal HaBayis. So the pe'ula of Yosef was lechatchila HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yehuda had to go through a havamina that is him, whether bechira, whether letoiv or lemutav, and then it was nizgala that it was kula HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the difference in Yehuda and Yosef. Yosef is moisif; he can add something to Ma'ase Hashem, and that's all Ma'ase Hashem. Yehuda's moidet means he's megala lemafreya, that everything really was, and that's where you have the Kiddush Shem Shemayim. That's the difference in Kiddush Shem Shemayim of Yosef and Kiddush Shem Shemayim of Yehuda. So Yosef's Kiddush Shem Shemayim is Beseisa, because whatever Yosef did for the next umpteenth years as in Mitzrayim, if he started his career by saying Bil Odai, then everything he's doing is doing because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's gully the way it is. Masha'in Kain Yehuda, since there's a havamina differently, it looks like the person is doing it. B'meila, it's something which is afterwards misgal, I'm afraid, that is keloi hoya. I want to explain it a little bit in terms of Golas and Gula. The ultimate Gula is through Yehuda, and the Mahalchim, the real Mahalchim of Gula, is going to come through that oifin, and b'meila, that's going to be the oifin in which geula will be a geula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a chazal in parashas Vayeshev, Vayhi Beisahi, famous chazal. It says Reb Shmuel ben Nachman Pasach. I know the machshavas. Pasuk Yirmiyah. Anoichi yodati es machshavas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know what you were thinking. Shvotim were asuk in mechiras al Yosef. Shvotim were being oisik in mechir of Yosef. Yosef were asuk b'sakim et hanisa. Yosef was busy mourning his, having lost everything. Reuven were asuk b'sakim et hanisa. Yaakov are yosik sakat hanisoi, v'Yehuda are yosik ligach lo isha, v'Kadosh Baruch Hu yosik boirei oirei shol melech haMashiach. V'Yisahi v'Yered Yehuda. So Chazal are telling us. First of all, it's interesting. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Anoichi yodati es haMachshavos. What Machshavos? Reuven was doing something. Yaakov was doing something. Yehuda was doing something. In other words, where does the word machshavas come in over here? everyone here is doing something. They were busy selling Yosef. They were certainly busy, and so on. The answer is we're not talking about everybody is doing something and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also doing something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what does it mean the Osuk Sakat HaNisoy? Osuk Sakat HaNisoy means the tefis, the event, as a churban. That's the tefisa of the event. The tefisa of the event is a churban. That's how they're being tefis it. So all of them are being tefis things in a certain way. We're not talking here about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maisim beat everybody else's maisim. That's silly. That's not what Chazal are telling us here. Chazal are telling us here, people think they understand something. They have a perspective on something, and they're tefis something in a certain way. So if you ask Yaakov Avinu, what's going on? Yaakov Avinu says, a churban. My kids are falling apart. My household is disintegrating. Me, who's supposed to bring Shiftei Kor to the world and to bring Klal Yisrael to the world, blew it. Everything is falling apart. The Shvatim are getting together saying, you know, we will make sure that Yosef is dead. And we're getting together and we will kill him. That's the perspective. It's in our hands. We're Bechira, and they thought they're doing right. And b'meila they're going ahead, and their mind is that this belongs to the world of Bechira. It's very, very hard not to hear the echo of Bechira versus Yediyah in the pasuk of Anochi Yodati as Machshavos. Machshavos means plotting, plans, mezimas. Machshavos means what are you planning on doing? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, my Yediyah trumps your Machshava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's the world the way you understand it. That's the way you tefis it. There's a very different world. The Oyer Shal Mashiach is happening now. That's what's happening now. In from the perspective of the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a whole different thing is happening now. And so a person has two abilities. A person can do two things. He can either start with that Hakara and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, what can I do? I mean, what do I need to do to fill out my chelek? Or a person can make his own plans and do his own plans and carry everything out meticulously, and the result is exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Those are the two choices. In the steer of Yediyah and Bechira, we have two choices. To start to the Bechira to Yediyah, or to understand at the end that Rabbos Machshavos Levish, Vatzas Hashem Yitokum. Those are the only two choices we have. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's what's happening. So Yehuda, we spoke about Yehuda mentors being about tshuva, but it's much stronger than just about tshuva because they didn't have aveira. So the tfisa, Yehuda and the Shvatim had a certain tfisa, and that tfisa is a tfisa, a certain tfisa, and it's happening differently. Reb Chaim Shalevitz used to say a lot of times. What does it mean, Yitzchak Charod Gdolad Mo'oid? So Reb Chaim would teach it. He would say, when a person has a take on reality, and it is the take on reality that he lives his life with, and one day he realizes it was wrong, his entire world collapses underneath him. It's like, if I'm fighting an enemy, it's hard and it's difficult, there's ups and there's downs and it's rough and so on. But imagine that, imagine that my best friend is discovered to be a spy. It's a much more devastating effect. Forget about the damage a person did. Let's say a person didn't do so much damage. But the fact that I could live with a mistake, that what I thought was solid ground, was quicksand, is very, very devastating. I once heard somebody wrote a doctor that there was a certain thing that he thought was a big refuah, and he took it very religiously and said that, and then it was a scholar that is killing him. And the devastation of realizing that he was soimach on his das, it was very clear to him that it's a good thing. And then he realized that it's destroying him. Was pushed. It's something that shook him to the core. And I don't think I've recovered from that. Lack of confidence in himself that he realizes he doesn't know if he's standing on solid ground or not. That's the type of feeling when that Gilui comes. That's what happened with Yehuda and Yosef. When Yehuda, the Yoyma Teichacha, the word Teichacha means to show, to prove, the word Teichacha is like the word Neichach. You know, hey, take a look, it's in front of you. You're looking for it all over the place, it's in front of you. Teichacha is where I present it to you in a way that it's impossible to dodge it. So Reb Chaim says, "Vayechad Yitzchak harad doelad ma'oid." And Reb Chaim said about himself, he said a very powerful shmuz once about something that he felt he made a mistake in all his life, and he said, "Vayechad Chaim harad doelad ma'oid." It was very, very devastated by the fact that he held that there was a certain he had evaluated a certain in a certain way, and he felt he was wrong. The shvatim came. The Shvatim sat as a Sanhedrin, and they were Dan Yosef to Din Nefashis. They said Yosef is a Roidef, he's a Bala Chaloimis, he's out, he's Pashat, he's like we saw the Sforan of Aisnachlu, and the Sfas Emes says the devastation was that they realized that they didn't recognize Yosef. That's where the devastation was. Ani Yosef, those two words, Ani Yosef. So that means everything that they thought they knew and understood, and were certain of, disintegrated. If there's anything more devastating to a person, it's the realization that he doesn't know. It's not only that he lost control over what he can do; he lost control over his understanding. That's the Yom HaTechacha that the Shvatim faced and couldn't face it. And that was the Yom HaTechacha of Lasid Lavi. It says here, you know, one of the things that he showed him, the Mila. The Mila is called, there's two parts of the Mila. There's Mila and there's Priya. Priya is, in the inner Priya is that there's certain Yanim that we cut away. That you know, the bris cuts off the arla. The arla is something thick and doesn't and the shter is the person from kedusha. The priya meikra, then the priya is done by the way it's done, the way it's written, the way we do it a little different today is you fold back a certain very thin membrane, and then you have the aver itself. So priya is meloshim to uncover. There are certain elements that you need to cut away because it blocks the kedusha. There's certain elements that are just sort of obfuscating, and if you pull it back, you megala the kedusha that lies underneath. The Yosef told them, didn't you recognize me underneath it? That was just showing him the Mila. And Bimela, that was something that they were destroyed. Yehuda is the leader of the brothers. That, in other words, that was the meter they came with. It's very interesting. But Yehuda, who turned around, you know, and he was the one that was Hoyd of Leibosh, and that was the meter of Yehuda. When they were debating about what they should do with him, so Reuven had Rachmanis on him. He said, "Al tishpachu dam ashechas al abayir hazeh." He didn't. Reuven came with the midah of Rachmanis that you know what, it's don't kill a brother. So on. Yehuda said, "Vayom yidel echav ma betza kinarga sachinu vechisinu es domai." If we need, Reb Chaim is to say, if we need to cover up his blood, then it's not right. And I'm kind of trying to say always, if a person does something, if it requires a lot of hastara, if it requires covering up and lying about it, and so on and so forth, it already doesn't smell good. It's not a good maisa. A maisa that requires Hester to do master it, it's not emes. So the mida of, so let's go back to the point. The mida of emes of Yaakov was the mida that was going to express itself. The Shvatim, after all, was Sachakol, the children of Yaakov. There would be Megala Midas Emes. Yosef's Midas Emes was that he never changed, and even Behester, his self, lived with the Hester that was Toiv. He was in Mitzrayim, and he didn't change. He was the same Yosef. He didn't get schlepped into the Zimus Mitzrayim, and that was his, he was Mekadosh HaYisrael B'Seisa, meaning he lived at that Nekud of Hester, inside where HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. So Lamashal, imagine somebody comes to a place, to a Golas, and he's very behesta, and he's, you know, so he lives his own life without interacting with anything around it. That was Yosef's Mida. Yehuda and the Shvatim, and Yehuda is the Rosh HaShvatim, their Mida was, I don't know what it would have been, Kitikune, but Yaakov was somebody who was able to see past the covering, and past the outside, and they heard the pnimius. The brothers were nichshol in it, and in that kisholin, they realized that be'etzem a person is blind. If we take a look, the Meshlech says someplace, and it's almost obvious. He says, what was the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael? They were in terrible trouble. They weren't saved. Their eyes were opened. When Yosef said, Ani Yosef, so there wasn't a pshat that something happened. It was a realization that what they thought they knew and what they thought they understood was all a ruse. There was no teichen to it. There was nothing to it. So the real geula, as a kecholim, the real geula is a geloyim l'safed. There was only a dream. So when you're in the dream, it's very vivid. A person sweats. A person screams. A person is very shaken by it. When he wakes up, it's keloy hoya. That's the pshat in the Chazal over here. That ani osik b'lahavi oiroi shel Mashiach. What's the Irish? Why not Mashiach? The answer is because the ikar of Mashiach is the ha'ara of it. It's that there's an oir in it. That was what changed. I want to go back to the first point. What changed from the end of Miketz to the beginning of Vayigash? The first thing Yehuda said, he realized that they were all doomed. There was no mahalach. I mean, in his understanding was that they would all be killed. That's the gzeira now. So kibluha. It's like by the Asaru Gemalchus, literally, because Asaru Gemalchus, Rabbi Rechai says, is a nitzotz of these. Basically, they're all wanted. They're all, Yosef will now kill them all. So the understanding of that matzav is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzah avinenu, and you know, tzedakta, you know, lono lecha tzedek, lono v'shaponim, lecha tzedek, lono v'shaponim, and that's it. That was interesting. When Yosef said, I want one of you, so that means there's two layers. There's somebody who's wanted, and somebody who's not wanted. It's not exactly close. So the first thing Yehuda said was, his taina was, I'm his arif. Now let's understand what that means. If somebody goes into the bank, and he borrows $500,000, he walk out and they say, what did you do? I borrowed $500,000. The bank must trust you. Of course they trust me. I'm a very eloquent person, great person, so on and so forth. And by the way, they mortgage my house. So no, they didn't trust you. They mortgage the house. They trust the house. You know, you have the choice of paying. But Betzim, if somebody comes to borrow money, and the guy says, you know what, I want an Arif. So what that means is you have to pick an Arif that the person would trust to lend him. That's what an Arif is. So I say, listen, I don't trust to lend you, but the Arif I trust. So if the Arif is willing to say, give you the money, that's Midin Arif. You know, he'll take the chayis, you'll get the money. But Midin Arif means that I'm lending the other person the money, that trust is the other person. He, I know, is a Bal Nechassim, a Neman, and so on and so forth. He's the one I trust. You, Mechateisa. So Yehuda was Oymet. Yehuda's taina was, if you're looking for the person, it's me, not him. If I'm the Arif for him, for somebody who wants to see, the Sfasema says, Vayigash of Yehuda means, Yehuda approached it. In other words, until now was a solid wall. Gzeirim lefanai kibluha, like by the Sarug and Malchus. That's what it is. The minute he recognized there was something more, he said he confronted it. And he said, if you confront something, you and you push against it, you then you'll get to the Kudu. Yehuda said there's something behind this. It's not the Pshat Gzeirav clear. There's something happening here. And Bemela, instead of shirking it and running from him, he pushed head on. And that's where he was. He got to it to a point where Yosef couldn't hide anymore, and he said, Adi Yosef. So Yehuda, Be'etzim, at the final stage, Yehuda was the one who was Megala Yosef. Let's try to take it to the Nekudas that are Shayach, in both directions. When things are going well for a person, so there's a very, very strong netiyah, obviously, to take it for yourself, to understand yourself as doing it, and to understand it's coming from you, and it's your accomplishments, and it's your this, and your that, and the other thing. That plays into the hest of the Bria. That certainly is wrong. That's something which is, it goes against the very tachlis of the Bria, which is to understand that a person's sahakol is a chetimtza for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be megala his drachim, his mahalchim. And that the person, it's like the pipe in the sink. The pipe in the sink is a conduit for the water, and it can stop the water, but it certainly can't bring more water out than what's meant to be. So whatever a person knows good and is matzliach, certainly the understanding of one's own role as mibaladai is the emes. It's not just a pshat, it's a nice thing to say, and it's a good thing sort of to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu credit. Unless a person is aimed that it's emes, it's not emes. False anova is a double layer of gaiva. First, you're about gaiva that you did X, and second, you're about gaiva that you're having anova, that you're saying, oh, I don't need it for myself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs the credit. I'll give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the credit for it. That's obviously wrong. But even more, when there are matzavim of hest upon him, the person, in two ways, first of all, in the hest upon him, the way it greets a person, and a person sometimes looks around and sees everything's a mess, and that chazal is so powerful. Everybody, the whole world, meaning every single person that counted in the world, was busy in a world of his own. He was busy with Tzaket HaNisay, he was busy with Tzaket HaNisay, he was busy with Isha, and so on. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's something else happening here. The hest upon him means that two things are happening concurrently. And it's true, I live in a certain metzias, and the metzias is mechayev to deal with it the way I see it, yes. But I need to be makir that anoichi yodat es machshav eseichem, that our machshavis are limited, and there's a much bigger world of yediyah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running things. It's a chizuk in difficult matzavim, in very difficult matzavim. But the understanding that there's something more happening here, and no matter how much, the problem with it is sometimes people rack their brains and come up with all sorts of weird. Oh, this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is why the other. Part of it means that you shut up, that you don't know what's happening. I don't know. I know I don't know, but I know that Anuchi Das Machshav Seichem and Akashos Achshos are Latoiva and not Lera. And how it's happening, clueless. It's beyond me. This also, when a person, the Yehuda moving over to Yosef, Sassama says it so sharply, he felt that there was an akuda there. If you press hard enough, you'll get to it. When you approach a person, when you approach someone, and you need to break through, if you start with an emunah, that behind every Yosef who's a Mishnah Melech HaParei, there's a Yosef of Ani Yosef, then a person, if a person that has, that's the emes. The emes is that behind every facade of a Yosef who's the Russia, who's the one who's about to destroy them, who's the king in Mitzrayim, that's a Mokum Zeman Erva, there's a Yosef Achechem. Then if the approaching means that I need to recognize it. It's just like when I interrogate somebody. If I'm not convinced that he's the guy who did the avla, so I ask, and I get a cautious, and that's it. But if I know for sure, I saw the pictures or whatever it is, I know for sure, then I keep pressing. I don't give up because I know it's behind it. The vayigash that it, when we're trying to get those nekudas of emes that are lost behind facades, then having that understanding that's what I can do, those are the things that get you to that nekuda. So this week's parasha is a gilui noisav. It's a much deeper gilui of the midas emes of Yaakov Avinu. The first midas emes is mafchin between sheka chen vevla yofi and so on. The second midas emes is to understand that there could be an Yiras Hashem hidden under a pile of sheka chen vevla yofi. Nothing a Kadosh Baruch Hu made in the Bria, and certainly no yid, is devoid of an akud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if something has a schus kiyum, it's because there's something there. And if we press forward relentlessly with emes, then it'll open up, it'll reveal itself. The devastation of Yom HaDin is directly in proportion to how much a person wasn't emes with himself. The most distressing aspect of Yom HaDin is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mechiach us. Not even the fire of Gehenna stands pales in comparison to when our sense of self is destroyed. If a person thinks of himself as being a chashev talmid chacham, so. And then somebody else talks to him and destroys him. Not by yelling and screaming at him, but just push it. He runs circles around him. The person collapses because he recognizes that his self-image was wrong. And if a person can't trust his sense of things, of self, then he doesn't exist anymore. That's the ultimate devastation of Yom HaTorah Yom HaDin. And as much as a person learns always to look for the emes past the layers of sheker in every direction, if when he's matzliach he understands bilodai, when chas v'shalom things are difficult he understands, v'noichi yadatas b'achshav v'seichem ani osik v'avi erosho Mashiach, when a person understands that in every person there can't be not a neshama. And everyone who's roi of a neshama, there's a neshama there. And just a question of getting to it, of vayigash, of moving forward and bringing the emes closer to the person, then a person lives with some sense of emes. And at least if we suspect that it's Yosef, then when Yosef says, "Ani Yosef," it doesn't destroy us. When a person lives with emes in every aspect of his life, then at least there's some sort of it eases the Yom HaDin and the Yom HaTeichacha. Shabbos.